Uf nun dalad mishburz and sifkotn chav beis. So calling sifkot. Excuse me. Sif mishburz and sif chav beis. So calling mishburz sifkotn mem gimel. So the different halachim regards to doing malacha in place of the minigas not to do. You shouldn't do enosin. Kadesha yosicha v'daitem hevelus. The minigas was undertaken. There's no isur malacha and tisha b'av, but it was undertaken. People shouldn't get absorbed in other things and be mesir das from the hevelus. This applies today and the night. So we're going to see later on, he says anything which just has no time lapse, it's a quick flick of a switch. So that doesn't go into the Isser, because that wouldn't be a source of a person getting Messiah Das from the Shavelis. And a place where the minig is to do, so then you should do. But if a Talmud Chacham can be bottled in all places, and a person wants to make himself a Talmud Chacham, he may do so. I said, well, a Mesek Yer is not considered acting as a Balgaiva. Why? The Roy Armor, the Mini Yosem, Mimalacho, whom Ibn Eshalon, Nizamaloy Malasas. It's not obvious that you're going against the minig. So it's not considered a problem of acting with gaiva, but if it's not obvious what you're doing. Now he said, and even in the place where the minig is not so, you can do it. You can have a guy do it for you. Mr. Burr says the minig in Poland, Lithuania was not so, but you can have a guy do it for you. Okay. But something which is a very obvious, loud, noticeable action, like building a house, that shouldn't be done. Now, then he said over here, to milk the cows, if you can have a guy do it, you should do that. If there's no goy available to milk the cows, mutter lasus ba'at smoy kibab mukhalamayr. So you got to do it yourself because of the tzar to the animal and because of the potential hefset. V'ayim rebir grod, shemitzadad l'hokal tzomid al yirei yisrael ba'at. So this is something which you can do all the time. Okay. Chaf gimel. Lechus Avoid is Mutter Kamoi Kedar Shamar Bechalashama. So Davar Avoid is Mutter on Tisha B'Av. Davar Avoid Memches Mutter. Now, in Yerida Shioris Boyim, there's a market day, so all of the, or there was caravans coming through the town selling items which are normally not available. But the leaders may have they akum, abloya the atzma the mesir taitem avelus. You can send the goy to purchase for you instead. You shouldn't do it yourself. Feel kadam chatzos. Now the Ramah said before that ikur minig was not to malacha, was before chatzos. After chatzos is you're allowed to do malacha. But over here the case was if you couldn't wait till afterwards. So selling is davar ovid, because buying something is it's an opportunity to get the new item and make a profit in reselling it. So that's something which I don't have yet. But if I have something which I want to sell and there's an opportunity to sell it at a good price, so that's davar ovid mamish, which is cause of Yerdea, Simishin Pei, Sib Zion, and Yenovo. So we had before in Hilchos Chol HaMoed that the Chiddush of the case of the Yerid, normally we had a rule that making a profit is not called Davar Ovid. It's taking a loss, which is Davar Ovid. So the opportunity to buy new items and which you're able to resell at a profit is just a chance to make a good profit. But since it's very not common, we get, and we're dealing only with Perkmati, which is not Mamash Malacha, So Cholamoid, we're Matarit. That's over there. But over here he says that it's Mutai Yatsu, but over here the problem is Mesiel Tatimei Avelis. So, which is not a question, you know, Prakmati doesn't have any advantage over Malacha. Or whatever, really this Cholamoid is Malacha. Prakmati is not really, it's not Malacha. So he said Prakmati is in its own category, that there's something which is a potential for a good profit is also Mutter. But over here you have to do it Ayyad Ayakim because the issue is Mimaseh Daitim from Avelis. So Prakmati is not any better than actual Malacha.
Is it a possibility that it's that you know with the Yerusha and the Shiva and the Malacha that it's possibility that it's that you know with the written thing that it could be a loss, an actual loss also? Like for example, if you have stuff to sell that's perishable, and the Yerid comes next week,
well, that's what he said.
At that time, it's spoiled.
That's what he means. He says like this. Liam Kor is the Ravid. If I have something which I need to sell,
is that what he says?
Limkor, the habit of Ravid, selling my, what I
where,
have.
Where are you seeing that? I'm missing.
Mishabruch Memches.
So,
right.
Now I see it. Thank you.
Right. So, in other words, buying is, I want to go out there and buy something which they have.
Buy is
and then be able to resell it at a bit of profit. So, I don't have that. That's
to sell it is.
To sell it can be the Ravid, right. Some which if I sell now, I have a good. I'll be able to sell it at a good price to the.
Or it's going to be spoiled.
Or whatever, right? Possibility, right? Okay, so in Chav Dalit, he says, "Kolosim Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Ena Roisim B'Bracha Meisim Malacha." Sukta Mishabura, Mem Tes Kolosim Malacha. The Hain Rafila B'Mokim Shano Golas is even a place where the minig was not to be machmer to prohibit Malacha. I feel like a Chatzos. But the Meisa Simin Bracha you don't get from that. You don't get from that. We'll see why that's relevant in a second. Mashma Gemara that Davka Keshkavei Atzmei LeMalacha Maseiach Datim Avelis. If a person does a few moments, he does takes care of something. That's not what we're talking about. So the person decides, okay, today's a good afternoon to take care of all my sewing needs, something like that. Okay, now Avchem Mutal Lisa Velita Nacher Chatzos Lo Yimshech Vasakim Kedeshla Yisir Datim Min Avelis. So we would advise to try and limit that. It means that money that you made that day is not money which you will see Simon Bracha from it. So the Shalos.
So why are you doing it?
Well, Shalos, what should you do? What should you do? So that person has a job. He has to go in. So he has to go in. Right? So over there, it's very hard to tie. Designate which money was the money you made for that day because you get a paycheck at the end of the week. It's all nivla. In the case of a person needs to keep his clients. He's a plumber, so he goes takes care of some plumbing that day. So the guy gives him a check at the end of the day or gives him a credit card. That money that he received then, that's what he's thought referring to. It says it's advisable. The point is that areas where you want to see Simon Bruch, you shouldn't use that money for. So you don't want to use that money to pay for your kids' tuition, right? That you don't want to use that money for. Other hand, let's say you're giving Meister, like take that money, and give it to the Meister account. That'll be your Meister for the month. Whatever it is, let's say you make your Meister for the month is $500, and this, you made $500. It's a great idea. Take the money, give it to Stocker. So you sort of beat the system because you can't
do
see.
You?
You do. You use it for mitzvah stalkers, so you.
But you may not say any simon bracha from that mitzvah.
No, you got a mitzvah out of it. You can't, it doesn't take away from the mitzvah. So it's one of the places where using it for mitzvah, normally it's like you don't get, you can't do averus and then use the money for mitzvahs and feel good and get
right.
get but over here it's not an averus. Just it's not simon bracha. So using it for something which at the end of the day which would be. A double return would be a good way to circumvent that.
Or pay a doctor bill that you already have.
Right. Okay, Chof Hei. Kol Oichol B'Shoisa B'Tishabov, a person who without having a heter to eat, so in a Rebbe Simchas Yishalayim, It's a famous word from the. I heard it in Talis and Rebbele Meir, as it's all, you know, the name Rebbele Meir, but they say it from other people also. The Moor's Lashon is that Chalim Saba Yushalayim is Zoicha Beroya Besimchasa. You should say Yizke Beyira, not Zoicha Beroya. Right? He will be Zoicha and he will see. Not the means he sees right now. So he said that a person who's able to be Saba Yushalayim, right now, he gets a different relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the impact that Yerushalayim, that the Yerushalayim in referring to the Beis Hamikdash, etc., has on the person really is already effective in his life at this point in time. It's something which will be burned into his bones. Okay. Nanalav kaloichu b'shoyes afila muberis minika ishar anoshim shem chalushim b'tivon mitzar metaynis. Somebody which that they're supposed to fast, but it's uncomfortable. Imloy mishulcher lebeemis could able to vavayin shomagol unless somebody who has a valid tour from eating from fasting. Klar beisulakenu itzar al chabronoi al kaponim yemechad b'shana. One day a year, the Russians, you can give over to the Russians the Beis Hamikdash. Halavai. Okay.
What's the significance of the second half of the day in Tisha B'Av being less strict in certain things?
It's a good question.
Historically, especially the second Beis Hamikdash, the fire was set in the afternoon.
So actually, Chazal look at that as actually elements of Nechama. Because the more it makes a drasha that the Bershim, Mizmor La'osav, that the Bershim burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Kinu La'osav, what's Mizmor La'osav? The Bershim put out his anger on the fire, on the sticks and stones, and not on the people.
So I never understood that either. There is estimates based on Josephus that about 1 million people were killed.
Right.
So it's not like nobody died here.
I understand.
There was blood in the streets. I mean,
and it's not a nice death either. Look at the Echo.
That's the first one. Eating a children. Yeah, now you're talking the first base of but also the second one. I mean, well, Josephus was considered pretty reliable.
Chazal's estimations are pretty big also, but that's not the point. Now you can understand what it would have been otherwise. Right. What the Chazal was saying is that that Betzim really the Klaiyaser was called for destruction at that point in time. It was either the Beis Hamikdash or Klaiyaser. So
was Beis Hamikdash a good part of Klaiyaser?
Big percentage is not Klaiyaser. That means Klaiyaser was to be destroyed.
You still use the term of Mizmar on that?
There's elements of Shira, that we recognize the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we for sure should. We're here because of that.
No one would say that about the Holocaust, considering the Americans were saved. I mean,
It's interesting. I mean, Rashi Reb Chaim, who was a person who Amish, he went through the war. He lost a large part of his family. He himself was to be in Siberia, which was which wasn't child's play, but Baruch Hashem, it wasn't, it was horrendous. People, a lot of us, Chavarim, didn't make it. But it wasn't the German. I mean, I understand what it means working at 40 below with wearing a shirt. I don't understand what the words mean. Siberia was nice, but it's better than what the Germans were doing, so it's like level 3, 4 Gehenna, level 5 Gehenna.
Some of them survive.
Right. But he one time spoke about, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that that the Goyim wants to attack Klal Yisrael, so the Moshul that compares it to was a case that there was a bird who its nest was washed away. It made a nest on the beach, and it was washed away by the ocean. So it says, "Okay, ocean, I'm going to take revenge from you." So it goes and takes water out of the ocean, and starts pouring it on the Tiyabosha. you know, it goes back and forth and back and forth, takes water in his beak and pours it out. So the matter says, like, after the end, nothing happened. I mean, the ocean's still full, and the bird, you know, was, you know. So it says the same thing with the Umas Olam and Klal Yisrael. So I heard this from Rashi himself. He said, 6 million people was like nothing. I mean, like, what is the Medrash saying? You know, the Medrash is saying, so yeah, it's like a tipa minaya. But, you know, it's like no impact. I mean, no impact. 6 million people were killed. Mm-hmm. You know, with 6 million people, you know, when you think of 6 million people, it means...
How many people they would have had?
It means billions of people.
Yes.
You know, it's talking billions of people. What does it mean? So he answered, he said, what Chazal is saying is from the perspective of Netzach, of eternity, Klal Yisrael has the meter of Netzach. We exist for eternity. From that perspective, you know, it's a moment of time. You look at it, you know, against the objective of a billion years, it's a moment of time. We don't think in those terms, because we don't think in the terms of Netzach. He said, but Chazal thought in the terms of Netzach. In the position of Netzach, what Chazal was saying is, it's a tipa minaya. That's how he explained that. Which I said, you know, it's a word which I have the right to say. He has a right to say it. You know, a person who lived through it has a right to say such a thing, you know. But the person didn't live through it, you know, you can't say the type of earth, you know. No, didn't tell him to petition above. So that's why the mushal.
But by Mincha is the second half of the day.
Second half of the day. So that's why the mushal. But it's brought down. It was towards even. The base Arab was towards the evening.
That fire
was lit. What? So that's why it brought down. We'll see. It's brought down. It's really preferable not to daven Mincha Gedolah on Tisha B'Av. Because we put on tefillin by Mincha Gedolah. The reason we put on tefillin is because the veil is being ameliorated by the fact that there was this element of Nechama that was only towards evening. So it wouldn't be proper to put on tefillin earlier on. You could daven Mincha Gedolah, but it's preferred really to daven later. And the Seinachem also the same thing. Seinachem by Mincha, really it's preferable to do it later in the day. Not
really?
Not, it's one time where Bedavka Mincha Gedolah is really not preferred. Okay. You don't wear tefillin or talis in the morning. You do wear talis. We put on talis and tefillin by mincha to make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah noigim aleph. Apia medrash bitza imrosoi. So bitza imrosoi means the mevatzei means to accomplish. So Bershim set out, accomplish what he said he's going to do. That's the pashim shat the pasuk. Because al darshan biza he tore. Darshan the word biza darshan biza, which per pipa delay. He tore his cloak. Excuse me. Was that otalis? So that would be the equivalent of the talis. It's also why later on we'll say the Dominicans take off the poroiches. That's the cloak around the Rosh Hashanah. It's also removed. So for our purposes, that's referring to the talis. Hishan Mishmaim Eretz Yifaris Yisrael Zut Tefillin. B'loi Bracha. You put on talis katan in the morning under your baggad. B'loi Bracha. V'kol Malka Min Peshota B'layla Yeshan Mishitzarach L'Baruch Lo B'Baker. The Maisa, you know, it's not, you're being Mekama Mitzvah, you have a Chiyah Bracha. So. Fine. Mimincha, Shalz Hitzitzu Eish B'Mikdash, Mitama V'Neh, Chazal Darshan, B'Masha Shavach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chamosa Beitzim Avonim. So that was the end. So assuming the element of a veir which was ended, there was this copper at that point in time. We bedafka want to show that Klal Yisrael, as much as we're in a veilus, the nechama is guaranteed. So we want to show on the day itself there's an element of nechama. Because the hukla chuli yama rakli and tefillin should do milsa d'tayi b'min haga ba'alma. Or call a chemishin nuyim and bevatan kol yom. So tefillin is a minig of the morning, not in the afternoon. Yeah, but so there's a difference in morning and afternoon. But something which is what the five inuyim, there's no difference between morning and afternoon. He keeps stressing this because this was a problem which people had, that they were wearing shoes in the afternoon. And they were, that's what he keeps stressing, that that's not true.
But now you can sit on a chair, so that's a little confusing.
Right, exactly. That's exactly the problem.
That's why people could start thinking that there's other things that fall by the wayside as well.
With tefillin, tefillin, rogel with tefillin, shabbat on time. You should put on rain on time tefillin also. Baruch Hamalem near the Yisur Shalai Likrat the Perushis Kriyishma Vehed Parshas Kadesh. So now the Isur of Talmud Torah is the whole day. So you're reading Kriyishma in the afternoon. You're not making any mitzvah of Kriyishma. It's too late. So what is it? It's Talmud Torah. And the other parshas that you normally, some, you know, many people say when they put on tefillin, all of them should be not done in the afternoon. Look at Surah Kikare, Torah, Talmud Torah also Kolaya. I think the meaning by the Chassidim is to do it. Not like this, but that's how.
Because they want to say Krishna with.
They want to say tefillin, you know, Krishna. Mekavu Machoshema, you mutter tefillin. Okay. Some people have a minute to sleep on the floor with a stone for their pillow. A person should sleep in a not in a comfortable way. There's a toisis. Says a person normally uses two mattresses or two pillows, he should only use one. My Rebbe one time told me, he says, he never said anywhere, if you only use one, normally use one, you should use zero. If you're, you know, it's, he says, if you normally have two, which is like another level of luxury, you should decrease it to one. If you're using one, you're not going to decrease it to zero. They put a stone there. Which Chazal say, the reason why he took me off the Mokum, Yaakov is Shirah Churban, because part of what his mar in the world was he saw the Churban. People which would have difficulty being in a discomfortable, in an uncomfortable position. It's a mile, it's not a chiv. It's not a day of enjoying yourself. The person who's of a weaker constitution shouldn't even have himself to sleep on the floor, he should sleep in a bed. Again, the person who's a weak person should sleep in a regular, you know, regular way. So smoking a pipe or smoking a cigarette is not should not be done. And even of any of the Arbet Simus, he says, there are not times where a person should be Kloshke Matishabov. Okay. The Knesset of Gedolah, was ready to put the guy in the chayim for it. V'yesh me'achredim shemekilim, there are other achredim which disagree. Well, can misha doch
gloy... What is Knesset HaGedolah?
Knesset HaGedolah was a very early sefer. It was actually written as a pirush.
Oh, it's an actual sefer?
Yeah. It's a sefer. It was written on the tour.
It meant the group. Knesset
HaGedolah. Oh, no. It's a pirush on the tour. So that's, you know, it goes back to, it's very, you know, it's basically parallel to the time of the, you know, very close after the time of the Shulchan Aruch. So yesh v'chadim shemekilim. Some v'chadim allow a person to smoke on Tisha B'av. V'alken mi shedochu kloy shemurgo b'biyos. A person who's addicted, so it's very hard for him to refrain. Yesh l'hokol archa chatzois v'tzino b'soy b'esa. K'ikot v'shar chubas im tav kovdun tes if kovdun dal. Okay, so... definitely should be discouraged if possible, but if it's not, the person should only do a pitzino after chatzos. The same way people who comes Shabbos, they don't smoke, you know. They're addicted, but Shabbos they don't smoke. So Tisha B'av, you don't smoke till chatzos, you know. We hard put them in. I guess some people do it just to relax their nerves, you know, but there's a certain projection of a laissez-faire type of attitude when you're, you know, the guy sitting there with the cigarette like this, you know. Imagine he's sitting there by the burying his father, by the Levaya, smoking. You know, it would think it's strange, right?
Not necessarily if he's addicted.
He's addicted, you know, you understand. But same, you know, but that's the person.
Usually, I mean, it's physically addictive. It's not only emotionally addictive. Tobacco is nicotine is physically addictive.
Yeah, and still on Shabbos to control themselves.
I don't know. I never understood how they do it, but I guess the answer doesn't come to you on something that you can't do. I mean,
right. You know, it's probably there's a lot of lessons there about our attitude towards Averis.
Or the Sutton's attitude.
I don't know.
He doesn't waste his time.
Okay. And probably if we have that attitude.
He channels it on things he could accomplish.
But if our attitude would be that that these things are not negotiable, totally not negotiable.
But not when the Shulchan Aruch says it's negotiable. You know.
He didn't say it's negotiable. He said after Chatzos.
All right.
Yeah. Right.
You say v'yesh ma'achorin shemakilin. That's enough to handle an, to cover an addiction. You know, okay, sounds good to me.
Okay, I hear. Le'al Tisha B'av v'shachal be'echad b'Shabbos. So if Tisha B'av came out to be Motzei Shabbos, so what do we do? So k'sheroya or haner armer barei mereish. We make the bracha barei mereish. Only on Motzei Shabbos. So when you would light the candles, you make a bracha. You do not make a bracha on Pesamim and Motzei on Tisha B'Av. It's not a time of Pesamim of pleasure. The Motzei Tisha B'Av, we make a bracha of Ripei Gofen and the bracha of but no nair and no psalmim. Okay. Sivkot Nal, Kisharoy and nair. There's an in tone kos. The nair is not something which requires to be, it's not required to be said on the kos. Number one. All right, the more is that since we're making a bracha on the kos, anyway, you might as well say it over the kos. But it's not really connected to the kos per se. So there's no reason not to do with them on Tisha B'Av, which is Motzei Shabbos. Okay. Now, before Chol Or, Kadam Shekar Necho, we should do that before we lay Necho, because while you lay Necho, he brings it. Because you Echo Ksi B'Amach Shakim Hoshivani. Part of the Echo says that we are placed in darkness. Okay, you brought Tila Or. And if we make the bracha beforehand about the or and later, because you don't want to talk about or later on, when right now our state is in a state of choshech. Furthermore, we're going to use the light to be able to lay an echa from to see the words, so you want to make a bracha beforehand. The chiv of ner is the whole night, so anytime during the night you can make that bracha. If you didn't make it earlier. But then the night of Motzei Tisha B'Av, which will be Sunday night, so you make Abdallah Kais. Ubalel Tisha B'Av Mav de Betvila, but Motzei Shabbos, you should say Atochar Antonu. Al Bishenu Yochu, Lahavlu Ozal Kais. Even you're not going to make the Abdallah Kais then, but the proper time to say the Tfila of Havdallah in Shemoneh Esrei is Motzei Shabbos. Into Ozal Hivdu Betvila. And Tzarech Lachzor, Kimon Sheyavdol Al HaKoyis B'Motzei Tisha B'Av. The Loch is normally we a person forgot Atochan Antonu, he's not going to go back because eventually he'll say Havdol Al HaKoyis. Now the Kiddush over here is you're going to be waiting 24 hours till you make that Havdol Al HaKoyis. So maybe you should have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei in that situation. He says, no, that's not true, because eventually you're going to say it. That's also good enough. They didn't daven. Normally, the yotzei with their husband saying Havdalah L'Kos for them, but the husband's not going to be saying Havdalah L'Kos till Motzei Tisha B'Av. So Tzarek Alish Deazir and Shli B'Yom Atenus Lo Yase Eish Levashal Tzarek Alayla Ad Sheyomer Baruch Hamav LeMikdash Shechol. So they have to make at least the minimal formula of Havdalah, Baruch Hamav LeMikdash Shechol, sometime during the day before they do malacha. So the Maril says that once Tishah was over, he would make the Rei Pirkei Avon and the Havdalah. He's allowed to say Havdalah on wine. Even though during the 9 days, we say you should give it off to somebody else, to a Katan. So the dogma of Abbas, Madaik and the Maril, that Moshe Tishah B'Av was more lenient than the 9 days, which that is actually the Halacha. And he points that out in the Sharatzian and Sukkotan Zion, even though he said in Siman Tavkuf and Aleph, but Ramos said if there's a child, you give it to the child, Kamakam Laila Zu Kula, Kila. Motetishabab is more lenient than 9 days. And Avarchal Aner, Afilo Liberich, Alaner Motetishabas, even if you forgot to say a Brach Alaner Motetishabas, you do not say a Brach Alaner Sunday night. Because the bracha on the ner was only niskan on Motzei Shabbos, which that's when the fire was created. So both these halachas, that's a general, if a person, whatever reason, did not say Abdullah earlier, Motzei Shabbos. He wasn't feeling well. He went to sleep before the end of Shabbos and slept until the morning. So he says Abdullah on the Kais in the morning. He just makes a bracha. Well, he doesn't say ner or psamim. Those are only niskan to say on Motzei Shabbos. Tav kuf nun zayin. Lomer nachem anenu b'tisha b'av b'bay sifecha. Tisha b'av b'omer b'bay na Yerushalayim. In the bracha b'nei Yerushalayim, the bracha shmonesu b'nei Yerushalayim, we say the phrase, the paragraph of nachem Hashem alakenu v'sab b'al etzion, which we add in. As you find in the Siddur. Vaneinu
b'shemet. When did that tefillah get composed? Do we know? It had to be after Churban Bayis Sheni, that's for sure. But I'm saying...
So it wasn't before Churban Bayis Rishon?
Because of the words. It says legionos, that's legions. Legions was Rome. It wasn't. I don't think the Babylonians had legions. Legions is a Roman expression, I think.
I assume so. Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's after Bayis Sheni, but how far after?
Well, it's mentioned in the Gemara. It's mentioned in the Gemara, so I don't know. So it's not exactly when, I don't know.
Yeah, because the thing that's a very interesting thing about this, about that tefillah, is that basically we don't know for sure if Bayis Shlishi is going to be built by humans or is it going to be built by God. From that tefillah, it's mashma that it's going to be built by God. Be'esha to Asad Levnosa, that means it's going to come down in fire. That's not everybody holds. I don't think everybody holds that. Some do, some don't.
The
tefillah seems to resolve it in that way.
Right, so that's a Gemara. It's also a Gemara. The Nachem is Yerushalmi. They'll just talk about Nachem is Yerushalmi.
The words of the Nachem in Yerushalmi?
Right, so it's, but, and all the words are, the basic
ones.
Basic, but the idea that the Bayis Shlishi is going to be built not by human hands is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The way the Rosh Hashanah explain, the way Rashi and Tosfos explain the Gemara, which is no other way. You can't never say no other way because always some guys come up with some other way to learn a Gemara. But the Pashat and the Gemara, it's clear that that's what the Gemara is saying. That it was that the Gemara's approach is that it's not al yedei adam.
And there's no one that disagrees
with
the Gemara on that?
No. I mean, not in that Gemara. Is a different Gemara which disagrees about it? I don't know. Nothing comes to mind, but that's not a Raya. But nothing comes to mind. Um, have to think about that a little more. Maybe I don't know. I have to think about that.
I'm just saying, is binyan beis hamikdash one of the tayag mitzvahs?
It is.
So then, basically, if God does it, then that mitzvah doesn't.
See, God's got a mitzvah from us. What?
Obviously. I mean, we can't go back to build the second one again, and the third one. If you say that God builds it, and we have no part in the building of it, then we're not part of it. Not that I'd complain. Don't get me wrong. 612 is not bad either. But it's an interesting thing that could be one of the mitzvahs, and that's not a mitzvah. I thought there were chalukah deis in there. Maybe obviously I'm wrong, but there was a chalukah deis on who's building the third base of mikdash.
That's the parish of Gemara over there. Nobody argues over there. Saying more somewhere else. Otherwise, I'd have to think about it more.
Yeah.
If a person forgot Anena or Nachem, he doesn't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Okay. A person who is condoned in Halacha to eat on Tisha B'Av, but when he benches, he would say Nachem and bench. Okay, let's start the introductions over here at least. Aleph, Tisha B'Av, Omer. Seems like Omer Masha, the Dait of Shemar Kuchal, the Tfilas, the Chen, the Minig of Yishlaim, and within a sin, the Minig come up to Kosev Ramo. So the Minig of Svaradim is to say Nachem in all three Tfilas. B'Bnei Yerushalayim, V'Yishihim in Yonot, that's the proper place to discuss it. If a person forgot Nachem in Bnei Yerushalayim, I remember, but you could say it in the paragraph of Rutzei, which is referred to as Avoida, because it's that we daven and Hashem should be in Institute Avoida. The Hanukkah Masechah Zena, you say before the phrase of Masechah Zena. Baruch Menachem Siyun. Masechah Zena, and Eino Atzaber Brocha. You would say the whole paragraph up to the end. You leave out the Chasimah. Like every time has been girl or roife. Okay, let's hold it here. So holding middle of Sukkot and Gimel. Let's hold it here. Here, the voices outside. Which are coming to.